Welcome back to another episode on A Dose of Nikki. As always, I want to give thanks to my listeners for joining me every week to hear another topic or phrase. Before we get started, I have a question for those who are married and those who want to chime in. I was watching a movie, and there was a situation with this woman and her brother-in-law. They were having an intense conversation about their deceased wife and sister. The sister-in-law wanted some information from the brother-in-law, and he was being resistant, and she pulled out her trump card on him and said, "Remember, I am her sister, and that beats everything." You know what? He gave her what she wanted. Wow. So I got to thinking, is that a true statement? Do siblings trump their brother or sister-in-laws? Now, before you answer, I recommend that you are not near your spouse or sibling, okay? Send me a note. All you have to write is either spouse or sibling. That's it. I'm taking votes and curious to which will win. So send it to doseofnikki@gmail.com, please. And I will report back at some time later in some other show, okay? doseofnikki@gmail.com. The question is, do siblings trump their brother or sister-in-law? Now, let's get into the topic of the week. Ready for this one? Lose your ish. Oh, yeah. You know I'm not saying the right word. Ish. Lose your ish. You ready? Have you ever lost yourself when you were not trying to? Have you ever allowed your emotions to get the best of you? I call that losing your ish. How do you feel when you are losing yourself? Out of control, right? Annoyed, straight up pissed. And then after you lose it, you want to regain the image you had before losing your ish. I find myself to be pretty mild-mannered, go with the flow kind of person, you know? When it comes to family, they might not say the same thing as a friend or an acquaintance, but let me tell you what went down the other day. I'm pretty old school in this category in that I cook food for everyone in my house. I actually like cooking, so trying new recipes, tweaking old recipes, you know, just to enhance the meal, to spike it up so that I can prevent it from being boring. So the other day, I cooked ribeye steak. A certain someone, not going to mention any names, really likes it, right? And instead of cooking the steak in the Ninja Foodie on roast like I usually do, I cooked it in the cast iron pot using a new technique with butter and garlic, a splash of rosemary. I was getting a little fancy schmancy there, right? I mean, I was going in stove, top to oven, carb, protein, and veggie, you know, doing the whole nine yards. The majority of the household, when it was served, loved it. The 1% said nothing. No problem. Silence. Sometimes is best. So a few days later, the 1% asked me if there was any steak left in the freezer. So I said, no, I cooked all the steaks. Then the 1% says, oh, you talking about that thing you cooked? Pause. Excuse me? The nerve. I'm sorry. The thing I cooked? Thing. T-H-I-N-G. Thing. Okay. So now the 1% proceeds to go in about the fact that I did something different. Right, that's true. So because I did something different, we now call it a thing. Wow. Horns grew on me, and so guess what? Thing, my man, thing, okay. I snapped. I lost my ish, okay? Yes, I did. After I lost it, I was upset with myself for going to that level, being out of control and allowing someone else to move my needle that way, you know? The words that were released from my mouth, I couldn't take it back. Nope. It infuriated me. Poor judgment. The thoughts that ran through my mind was not healthy at all. Just that one word set me off. Whoa, the egotistical, the balls of steel behavior is what incensed me. No, after I prepped the food, stood over the stove, lift that heavy cast iron pot up. You know you have to use two hands for that, right? Two hands, not one, two. And down several times to ensure the family was well fed. Up and down, up and down. That's what I was doing, right? Sacrifice. That's what it's called, sacrificing, right? Because you know I was hot. You have the stove and the oven on, and you're going up and down, butter and garlic and doing all this stuff, getting steak ready. You know, come on, man. What are we doing here? Only to be told that it was a thing. Was how it was perceived by that 1%. I let that 1% get me totally out of control. And once I lost my ish, it was a wrap. It was a donna. There was no coming back. Best part of this story now is that the 1% wanted me to acknowledge that they were right and that I did something different to the meal. That's it. And that was not the issue. I had no issue with them expressing their dislike for the taste. New things do not always agree with everyone, but there is a way of letting the person know. The choice of words are very important, right? Could they have asked me if I did something different? The answer I would have said would have been yes. Yes, I did. I did do something different. Could they have said that they did not care for the taste and prefer the way I normally make it? And there would be no issue there. The fact that they labeled it a thing made it sound diseased, disgusting, and foul. Okay? And in the end, 1% wanted me to apologize for overreacting and became the victim just like that. Never acknowledging their insult. Wow. Totally flipped the script. Turn of event. And what do you do with that? What is the lesson in this? Never let anyone take you out of your character for their choice of words. Do not entertain it. Keep it moving. Stay focused. Losing your ish can be exhausting. And depending on how you react, could be life-changing. I advise to implement the woosah technique. Woosah. Say nothing and walk away. Until next time, on A Dose of Nikki. Be well, my people. Be well.